Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I?
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference this weekend in Orlando, Florida. And there's one guy, actually many of them, didn't do very well. You know, Trump didn't do very well. 95% of the people there said that they approved his policies. But only about two-thirds of them said that he should run for president in 2024. And only 55% of them said they'd vote for him in the primary. Now, a guy like Trump, remember, they had that weird statue of him that looked like one of those pagan idols from the Old Testament. I don't know if you saw the thing, but it looks like it's made out of gold with distorted metal features. It's very strange, and people are posing for selfies with it and all this. This was his base. These were his blood brothers. This was his family, basically. If you can't get an overwhelming vote out of your family, out of your base, to have you as the nominee, you're in trouble. And to get only 55% when 95% like your policies, but many of them in the man of the street interviews out in the parking lot would say, yeah, love Trump, love his stuff. Maybe it's time for somebody else. Could he stop talking about the last election? We're over that. We don't need to hear about that anymore. Could he stop complaining and lay out some ideas other than that he got cheated in the last election? The irony is, the 2016 election, he cheated with the commie Ruskies. Hillary Clinton won that by 3 million votes nationwide. And she lost by a whisker in a couple of states when Comey came out, head of the FBI, and said he's investigating her. And he also was investigating Trump for collusion with the commie Ruskies, and he didn't disclose that. And what he was supposedly investigating Hillary before, which they exonerated her, was somehow she used a private server for some emails, none of which were top secret, none of which caused any harm at all. But the average person just before the election hears the FBI is looking at Hillary Clinton and not Donald Trump, and that was false. They were looking at Donald Trump for far worse conduct. Anyway, he sneaks in, okay? He sneaks in. I'm not relitigating that. So we're not going to be having Trump relitigate November 3rd, where this time he lost by 7 million votes. 7 million votes. He got about 74 million. Biden got 81 million. The Trump people go around, they go, well, Trump got more votes than any president in the history of the United States. That's true. The population went up 74 million votes, and he was president. But he lost. Joe Biden got more votes than anybody ever in the history of the United States, president or not, which is why he's president now. So it's a sneaky way to put it. Anyway, Trump was the big loser out of that. His own base, barely over half of them, his own family, essentially, said they wanted him to be the nominee. Another guy who lost bigly, hugely, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. Now, why do I say that? Because in the straw poll, he got 3%. You could have put the name of any server serving the food line at CPAC that no one ever heard of and no one ever saw, and they get at least 1%. If you put any name on a ballot, they'll get 1%. Why do I say that? They'll get 1% because somebody likes the name. Somebody knew that somebody with that name as a kid. Somebody once bet on a horse that, you know, paid a few bucks and that had that. Who knows? So 3% is almost a rounding error. It's almost trivial. Josh Hawley's the guy who not only stood with Trump, he has voted against every cabinet appointment of Joe Biden. Every one. Secretary of State, Treasurer, Janet Yellen. No, hardly anybody voted against her. Very competent. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, a general, a superb reputation. Everyone, didn't matter, he voted against him. Now, when you look at him and listen to him, he kind of gives you the willies. You do not want this guy as president of the United States. Even Republicans don't want this guy as president of the United States. He's the guy that walked into the Capitol on January 6th on the certifications. He voted against certification. He continues to say that Biden was not legitimately elected. And as he walked in and he saw the mob, he closed his fist and raised his hand in salute to them. And they went in and killed Brian Sicknick, poked a cop's eye out, brain damage to others, stabbed another with a pole and ripped three fingers off another one. So he gets up there and Trump gets 55% in the poll. Ron DeSantis, a real low-life Republican governor from Florida, who continuously lied about the deaths by the pandemic in his state. And when somebody in the health department sent an email within the health department, not to the media, saying, here are the true figures, he sent the police in. They terrorized her, her husband, and little daughter. They had to stand there while guns were held on him. They took her computer and they said, well, this is DeSantis setting this up, by the way. Well, the email address that you sent it to, in other words, it's a group email, should only be used by people who still work there. And you resigned a little while ago, so therefore that's a felony. And she goes, well, no, I don't think so. You gave it to me voluntarily to put on my computer. I've corresponded with these people. I didn't send this out to the press. You were lying about the COVID figures. And if this was illegal, you should have withdrawn it. You should have told me I couldn't use it. You should somehow have canceled it on my computer. And she'll win, but now she has to hire a lawyer. This is the kind of guy he is. He's sort of a Putin type. Putin type. Very untrustworthy. Very bad man. And he came in second to Trump. Trump was 55%. Whereas DeSantis is somewhere in the 20s, I think 27, 26, 23, 4, mid-20s. The next was Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M, governor of South Carolina. She came in around 10%. 10%. Kristi Noem is the one where meatpackers die in her state. And she thinks that's okay. She won't impose any kind of restrictions, mask, distancing. She won't stand with the meatpackers around the cutting floor. Did not insist on plastic shields between them. Finally, the company did after their managers were betting on how many of the people down on the cutting floor would die of COVID. That's the kind of state it is. It's a good state. My cousin's wife is from South Dakota. I've been to South Dakota, taking depositions in South Dakota. I was in the lawyer's office, and he had that Remington statue of the guy in a Bronco. It's a terrific statue. He had a big copy, a big, big mimic of it. I like that. But very beautiful state, but it has a rotten governor and a rotten Republican legislature. It also has a rotten attorney general. The guy that hit a guy in his car went home, guy lying there dying. He goes, I think I hit a deer. And they go, why are these glasses in your front seat? His face came through the windshield. Well, I was in the middle of the road. No, you weren't. I looked at the skid marks. They were over on the side. This is South Dakota, okay? She came in third, Kristi Noem. And little worm like Josh Hawley got 3%. 3%. Way down in the weeds. Even Don Trump Jr. got 8%. Nobody in his right mind would want him as president of the United States. So there you have it. Very disturbing conference. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.